This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wee! I was doing that the other day. That's Friday, so I'm weeing everybody, right? Everybody's probably in a good mood right now, so here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, it is Friday.
Yay!
I said Friday. No, wee!
I'm sorry. Wee!
Yes.
So you're going on a slide or something.
Well, you know what? It's the kid thing to do. We're supposed to have the faith of a child, right?
It's so fun Friday.
Let's act like a child sometimes. Which doesn't mean we're immature. It just means we're free and liberated in the maturity as to the dispensation that we act out upon concerning our obedience and obligation towards it.
Beautiful.
Did you like that?
Oh, it was beautiful. I'm going to write that down.
I can get really deep. I just try to make it simple so everybody gets it.
You try to lower your light a little bit so everyone else doesn't feel so...
Well, I got to make sure my hat is no higher than yours and yours is no higher than mine.
Right. I like that.
Because we're in this together, right?
That's right.
And by the way, that is the fulfilling of the law, is to do unto others as you'd have them to do unto you. I wouldn't want anybody ditching me, would you?
Ditching you?
Yeah.
Isn't the word dissing?
No, that's just straight street talk from North. Hey, from North Minneapolis.
I don't want anyone dissing me.
You got to catch on here, Stephanie. I am so sorry. We got Tim Brown, folks. We're going to do this really quick. We got Tim Brown, a senior editor.
Oh,
you like that?
Like
that. I like that. I like the authority. Yes, from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Tim. Real quick.
Sure.
Okay, we're there. I just wanted to make sure. I want to highlight one of the articles that we have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now because you brought something to my attention yesterday concerning Obamacare that most people did not know. We know it's a violation of the Constitution of the United States of America, namely Article 1, Section 8. It's unconstitutional, therefore unlawful. And if it's unconstitutional and unlawful, the American people need to ask the question, where is he deriving his authority from? Well, not from the people that he's called to serve because we didn't give him the right to break the law. So in saying that, let's take it a step further and just kind of show people, Tim, as to what is going on with Obamacare and the conversation that we had yesterday. Shed some light for our listeners because this is important and this is a victory for the American people through and through.
Sure. There are four Christian institutions, universities, businesses, and such that have filed lawsuit against the Health and Human Services Secretary, the Department of Labor Secretary, and some others against the employer mandate that requires them to provide abortion pills and abortion services to employees. And in doing the article, I ran across Alliance Defending Freedom has put up a scorecard of just what's taken place. And in that scorecard of the 21 cases they have taken on, they haven't lost a one. They've won all of them in court. In addition to that, there have been a total of 45 for-profit cases that have been won in court and 35 non-profit cases that have been won in court against the employer mandate in Obamacare. Only five cases have been lost. Only five. you know, the battle really is the people's, if they're willing to fight for it. And I think God will give them the victory if they're willing to stand and fight again.
And he does. And what's interesting, Tim, is what I said to you yesterday when you first brought this to the light. Isn't it interesting how the state-run, well, state-controlled media, might I say, I'll update the way I say that from this point on. Is it not interesting, my friend, that the American people don't know this at large because it's information they don't want the people to know at large?
Well, sure. Sure, and a lot of times, you know, when you read the news that comes out, you try to sort something from that, but you're not always given these little tidbits of information that really show you, you know, there's a lot of victories that are being won. So when we find them, we want to highlight those things.
Because
if anybody wants to check it out, the links are there in the article that came out last night.
You know, the fact of the matter is, Tim, is they're there for the taking because we have never lost the right to continuously fight. As I always say, we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and there's people out there that are actually righting the wrongs. And in the process, the state-controlled media is trying to withhold that information so you don't know that it can be done. Friends, it is being done. That is what we want you to know here at the Sons of Liberty. I also want you to highlight really quick, if you would, our friend Michael Peruca, who just won a county council seat.
Yeah, he did. I spoke with him this morning. He's very honored to do it, and he's going to be fighting against at least two main things. One is the rain tax, if you can believe that.
Wow.
They're going to tax people according to how much their rainwater collects on their property. So he's saying this is an immoral and an unconstitutional tax. That's been pushed by the Environmental Protection Agency, who is not authorized to do anything under Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. He's also fighting against a moral legislation that they're dealing with down in Houston. Maryland has its own bathroom bill. And so that's one of his issues that he's done. And he said, you know, we have a long tradition in America of standing against unconstitutional and immoral legislation. He refers to it as pretended legislation.
That's right. That's so, exactly right.
He's one who is not just a hearer of the word. He's one that does it. He's been teaching people on the Constitution and such. And now he ran, of course, for president in 2004. I voted for him. He didn't win that, but he's won here on the smaller scale, and God will use him in that capacity there.
Amen. We appreciate it, Tim. Thank you for joining us, my friend, on such a short notice.
Uh-huh.
Yes, appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Folks, we're speaking of contributor Michael Peruca. By the way, it's on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that as well. Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Bradley Dean double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Twitter account Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. You were saying?
I was wanting to point out, too, as Tim just mentioned, that Michael ran for the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party back in 2004.
Correct.
And as he mentioned, he did not win there. But you know what? He didn't just stop. He didn't say, oh, woe is me, I'm down and out. No, he got back on.
He had a million votes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He got back on and he said, all right, then I'm going to run for this city council. Now, because he was determined and didn't give up, then
That's
he
right.
won this race.
Yep.
You know, it makes me think of Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him. He was defeated time after time after time after time again, and yet he kept going forward. So I guess that example set before us is a good one, that even though you may suffer a defeat here and there, keep going forward because you never know what victory lies in the future.
The victory always comes that way. It's one step at a time, and just because you don't see it in your scope, but just keep walking closer and closer and closer, it doesn't mean it's not there because you can't see it. Just walk by faith, because we know the author and the finisher of our faith gives us the victory because he promised us the victory if we're willing to fight to get the victory. Folks, I also wanted to let you know as well, there's a monster win for natural marriage in the Sixth Circuit of Appeals, which just took place as well, friends. So we got some good things happening in the country, but America, this should keep us rolling because we know the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, and eternal vigilance, my friends, is what it's going to take to see it through, to win our freedoms back for our posterity. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We want to thank WRMI for your trust in carrying the Sons of Liberty. We are excited to be working with you in communicating the truth that is changing this nation as well as the world. And friends, again, we just wanted to give a shout out. Thank you very much, because we can do this together, friends.
I think that was just the point of what Tim was saying, is when the people get involved, yes, they win the victory. So it's entirely in the people's hands. Where people get involved, where they actually fight for their rights, guess what? They have their rights and they win their rights.
That's right. Well, that's what they need to see, because they're not seeing leadership. They're not seeing exemplified or exhibited through the leadership that's been entrusted. Even those that put their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution, they see them failing at every turn. And in most cases, they are failing because they're compromised men. We've covered that in the past. Folks, I want to bring you back to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. There's four institutions and a claim put that Obama is using federal law to wage war against Christianity by former CIA agent. He's also a contributor to sonsoflibertymedia.com. His name is Kevin Shipp. He's exposing the administration from the inside out. We also got on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Morgan Freeman destroys the idea that race has anything to do with wealth distribution in about 10 seconds, friends. It's a really short video, but it is awesome because he's on CNN by a black man hoping that he would answer, but the answer that Morgan gave was not the one that CNN expected whatsoever.
He's not conservative by any means, but the answer that he gave was just smack dab on the money.
Yeah, and then we have a article out there as well, Evolution is a Lie, by a little 10-year-old man, folks. And for some reason, again, people just jump all over this stuff,
great.
I really appreciate it in every sense of the word. Pure defiance and prostituting government, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We must combat Obama's spreading of evil with good. And again, friends, Sons of Liberty Media, also talking about about pre-election race baiting, harbinger of things to come. And again, we have Sid the Sloth. That would be none other than the Attorney General.
Eric Holder.
Yeah, and then we have Curious George.
Nobody cares about Sid the Sloth.
No, we don't. Oh, they call him Barack Hussein Obama. Just having a little fun, guys. All right, all right, all right. And by the way, right before the last break, right before the break, friends, I had shared with you that there's a monster win for natural marriage. That is on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, folks, what we're going to do today is I just kind of want to highlight a little bit of what I see happening today through this administration, along with the state-controlled media, because we know that they're relentless when it comes to lying to the American people and the American people in an attempt to sway the people to see things the way that they would have you see things, just like we were talking about on the last break with Tim. You know, yeah. They don't want you to know that the people are victorious. They don't want you to know that the people are rising up. No, they're trying to suppress that information because they know when the American people figure out as to what's really going on, they're going to be out of a job and many of them are going to be thrown in jail.
And they're going to take courage by it.
Oh, totally, yeah. Because that is what leadership does. It leads the way. A man of conscience can never be a leader of consensus. A man of conscience is a molder of consensus, and that's exactly what people need to identify when they find their leaders. Let me say it this way. When the state controlled media is lying about somebody and hating on somebody, you can rest assured, friends, they're true leaders. You can rest assured, friends, almost without fail, that those are the people that are fighting for the Constitutional Republic. It's not those that are just being high-fived and given accolades by the state-controlled media. No, on the contrary. When they're lying and they're demonizing and polarizing people, rest assured, friends, they're the ones that are working for the people. Those are the true heroes. And let them lead the way and do your best to support those and in supporting those that are leading the way. Folks, in a previous article, I wrote that we can see that Barry Satoro, President Barack Hussein Obama, as you know him, likes to use the Saul Alinsky rules for radicals methodology of causing the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really are. We also found out, as a matter of fact, a recent example is this. It just took place last week. As Obama spoke to a nearly empty Pennsylvania basketball venue, coming from a non-media individual, the panoramic picture of the audience shows a section in the center of the podium with a group of people. But when the state-controlled media reported on the event, in other words, it showed the arena and how empty it was, because what they did is they took a third to a half of the arena and they cut that part off. And what they did is they want to portray it like, look at all the people, like Adolf Hitler used to do and like Stalin used to do and Mao Zedong used to do. They wanted to show you that the masses are in agreement. They wanted to ostracize those that were not going with the flow. Well, that's exactly what the state-run media did here. But what we did is Tim Brown actually sent over a copy of that picture for us.
Yeah.
And it showed that the audience, audience?
That's right.
I'll give them that, okay? Yeah. There must have been a third of half of the stadium that showed up. They were peppered all across the seats, but what they did is they concentrated the people in the center, and then they took a picture of the people that were in the center. They didn't want you to see either side.
Okay, so there's empty seats all the way around the whole thing. Yep. So what the state-run media does is rather than show you the real true picture with all the empty seats all the way around, they zoom in like as close as they possibly could and get as many people around the podium as they can to make it appear as though, wow, that place is
there's
packed.
Nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, they've got so much support.
That's right. We also know that Obama's allies are America's enemies because his support comes from communist nations as well as the enemies that the American people tolerate within. Now what we're witnessing is this administration appeal to the illegals by some contrived unconstitutional executive order. And by the way, friends, it was 2 years ago when this amnesty debate, it's been going on for a while, but it's been getting hot over the last couple of years. But what's interesting about that is over the last 2 years, I've been telling you, friends, that if he had the support of the American people, then why does he need the illegals over here in America? Because he doesn't have the support. Okay, we've exposed that 50 times over. But the bottom line is this. How did that work out for him? How did that work out for them? I mean, you're taking a people from Mexico, you're bringing them over to America, and the reason, here's my point. You never see people in America leave America to go to a foreign country.
Right.
You always see them leave a foreign country to come to America because America is good. right? So insane not to say this. A lot of these people that are leaving Mexico, and by the way, this is a great opportunity for the church to get involved, to win them people to Christ. But interestingly enough, when those people that have experienced what it's like to be poor, to be preyed upon, to be lied upon day in and day out by that government over there, do you think that they're going to come over to America and hope that America is just as corrupt?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A point that I should make on this is that they were interviewing a Border Patrol agent who had been doing this for some long period of time. We're talking like 20, 25 years. And he was asked the question, in all your years of service, have you ever seen anyone from America hop the border and go into Mexico? And he said,
need to hop,
walk through, across the border. He said, no, I've never seen that before, ever.
Of course not. Mm-hmm. Now, but my point is this. So those people that are coming over here illegally, do you think they're looking to find a government that looks just like the one they just left?
No.
Or do you suppose that they're looking for a better government, a better system, and a better people?
Absolutely.
Friends, we can take this and we can jam it down the throats of those that mean ill will towards the American people in this country, because right now we have an awesome, awesome opportunity to prove our love for all people, because we know all nations are one blood. But aside of that, and knowing what this administration means to do, we can take it and we can literally stuff it where it needs to be stuffed, and that's right back down the throat. Let it backfire, friends, because when good people stand up, this is what happens. It does backfire. But making my point again, we are witnessing this administration's appeal to the illegals by some contrived unconstitutional executive order. Friends, listen to what I'm saying. Former Senator John Glenn stated that if we had to follow that, the following of the rules of our Constitution and the enumerated laws, we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here. He just told on himself. That is criminal conduct. Okay, that is grounds for impeachment and indictment concerning civil charges, concerning the laws that he has violated, for there is consequence if the American people would wake up to this. And again, friends, let me interject this thought. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Read Isaiah 51 when you get some time, verse 4. America, where is this administration's... And this is what you need to hear. Because in any debate that the conservatives get caught up in, keep in mind it's only for ratings. That's how they make their money, a good portion of them. But I want you to understand this. Where is this administration deriving all of their authority? My point was this. Concerning the conservatives, concerning some of the people that are caught up into the debates that the conservatives have the people caught up into, it's unconstitutional. So why are they debating it? In other words, so instead of you trying to figure out how you're going to pay for Obamacare, what you need to do is go back and protest this government and say, where are you deriving your authorities from? Because we know that it's not constitutional. So therefore, where are you deriving your authority if it's not lawful? And by the way, nor have the people given this administration the power to tear down the Constitution so they can reconstruct it in their own image.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. When the American people catch on to this, nobody likes playing anybody's fool and nobody likes being lied to. It should indignantly enrage you in all righteousness, friends. We're not the ones breaking the law. We're the ones upholding it and magnifying it against those that are committing the crimes so we can establish righteousness. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. 2 more years of permissive destruction. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we also have another affiliate, WBCF AM and FM, as well as television. We just wanted to give them a shout out as well and tell them and tell every one of you guys down in Alabama, Florence, Alabama.
Alabama.
Thank you again very much for your trust. They will be joining with us tomorrow just to add to our affiliate list. Again, we appreciate you. We appreciate your trust. And again, friends, we can do this together, so welcome aboard. Go ahead.
You know what I just learned about the state of Alabama?
No, I don't. Could you share?
I just learned that the state of Alabama is the most literate state that knows the Bible.
Really?
As far as literacy in the Bible. Yeah,
of course.
Across the nation, so if you're looking at who knows the Bible the best across this nation, Alabama's got it going on.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that. Well, hey, you know what? Iron sharpens iron, right?
Mm-hmm. I like
all right,
it.
Well, let's see what they got down there again. Well, we'll know tomorrow, supposedly, here. Actually, I shouldn't say that supposedly. That's a little sarcastic. Do forgive me.
Tomorrow we're bringing on Alabama.
Alabama.
I like it.
Okay. So, friends, what I want to do is I want to get back to this. I'll bring it to a consummation and end. And when looking at what we're talking about concerning Barack Hussein Obama, are the American people going to give him two more years of permissive destruction or the power to destroy in this country? Because again, friends, what we don't want to do and we need to realize is the fact that we know he's unlawful. We know that this administration is criminal, and what we don't want to do is give him permission to go ahead and do what he wills all the more, because we even seen right after he got spanked just this last week, the first thing he did was in defiance is rise up and say, you know what, I'll have illegal immigration. That's what he's saying. I'm going to let the illegals in through amnesty by Christmas time.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, he needs to be impeached. And now, you know, what did we get from the victors, the Republicans, the clowns of the day, the McConnellys and Mr. Boehner? What, well, we're going to work on repealing. Well, let me ask you something. Why did you allow it in the first place when you had control of the House in the first place? So why are we in it? No, what they're doing is they're trying to kick the can down the road so they can set it up for the next candidate. And, friends, we need to be watchful, and we also need to understand how they continuously, friends, strategize politics. And keep in mind, I didn't say that. Theodore Roosevelt said back in the 30s that nothing happens in politics unless it's first planned. And so what they can do is they can fail the next 2 years, allow Barack Hussein Obama to go forward and do what he wants to do. Everybody gets mad, so what they do is they open up the doors to what? Well, Hillary Clinton or the such.
Right.
Well, the Republicans are pretty much worthless. Well, then deal with all of them. But you can't deal with all of them until you first deal with yourself. And that's called repentance and putting our faith in Jesus Christ. Remember, friends, that the Sons of Liberty Radio here, that we are preachers, and that is our first obligation, first and foremost, is to preach repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. That is our obligation. But getting back to my point here, friends, I do want people to understand that we cannot give this administration another 2 years. They must be impeached. Nobody have we seen at this point bring forth the articles of impeachment when, in fact, the American people should be watching the victors today filing for, well, guess what, friends, impeachment.
That's right. That's
and if they don't do that, they're just as worthless as the side that they complain about, right? And I also want to say this. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, friends, and we don't want to go there. So I say this. The next 2 years in this country will be the most dangerous that this country has ever witnessed due to the ignorance, intolerance, and apathy of those that allow him to do it. Because he knows it's the last 2 years of his administration. He already knows this.
He doesn't have an election to worry about.
That's right.
Up.
He also knows that the American people have tolerated him over the last 6 years, so he's becoming more emboldened as the days go on. Now, folks, I know voting is a part of what is required, but only a part. This administration has taken it past voting. That's what you need to understand. Regardless of what Americans have done in response to this tyrannical individual and the actions of this criminal administration, I got to ask you the question and lay it to your candor. How long will you falter between two opinions? And when you get a moment, read 1 Kings 18:21. Listen to what Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, rightly said. He said the system of justice will either protect citizens from tyranny or be one means by which tyranny is exercised over them. A just society rests upon an equal application of the law to each and every citizen. It protects the rights of individuals regardless of the inconveniences caused thereby. It is of inestimable importance to the happiness and security of the people that justice be administered strictly according to the established forms of law, President Thomas Jefferson. That is second to none, right on the money. So, folks, I believe that the American people have now in this country gone from God's chastisements to God's judgments because of its continual state of rebellion through tolerance and apathy, and I love that. In other words, let the other guy do it? Nope. Don't let the other guy do it. You be that guy. You be that girl. You be that man. You be that woman to bring forth justice. And I want you to mark my words, America, because the good people have stood back and have allowed her enemies to dare God's justice without the enforcement of his law that he commanded us to maintain or the lawful intervention to establish his righteousness that he commanded. We are now entering a new level of God's judgment. No matter how the American people are happy about what's going on here, friends, you do need to understand that we are given another chance over the next 2 years to deal with what's going on and to right the wrongs. I end with this. Again, President Thomas Jefferson said, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are the gift of God through his Son? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Again, President Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, and I think it's such a good point to note is the fact that, listen, people every day wake up in America into this blessed country and with liberty. But a lot of people in America don't understand the high cost of freedom and the high cost of liberty, not only by those who give their lives for our country, but also to uphold it and to maintain it and hold our government in check. And if we expect to have these liberties for our posterity and for our children's children's children, I mean, down the line, we have to make sure that we do something about the problems that we see.
What did John Adams say?
He said, "Oh, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, then I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." We're talking about a man who literally spent years. I think there was a spread of time where the whole family wasn't together for a period of 8 years.
Yeah.
So we're talking
well,
not
he
only...
he couldn't even identify his sons. He was long...
Yeah, because they were
daughter.
Children
That's
when
right.
he left. And when yeah. he came back from his servicing and his duty, it's like, oh, you're Thomas. Oh, who are you? Who, yep. who is this you know, kid in front yep. of me? But we have to understand that sacrifice is not only the cost of blood, but people like John Adams, who were separated from their families, and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and all the courageous men and women since who have fought to uphold our liberties. We need to make sure that we are just as courageous if God be for us, who could be against us, and do the same thing.
Abigail Adams, John Adams' wife, said, "There is a cost to love, John."
That's right.
And she's also noted for saying that true honor is on the battlefield. And by the way, that's exactly where her husband was on the battlefield. Look how they were trying to take him out, the British were.
Yep.
The spies were sent to take him out. The hitmen were sent to take him out. But they prevailed them, 56 men, along with 13 colonies, because they believed. And here's an encouraging word. Less than 3% of that population was actually used by God to establish what we have today, 238 years later.
That's right.
Pretty awesome. Longest standing constitution in modern history, friends.
That's right. And speaking of time apart, too, you're speaking of Abigail Adams. At one point in time, she mentioned to John that they had been married 14 years. And she said, "Not more than half of that time have we had the pleasure of living together, because he was always off doing his duty and he was in other countries and he was, you know, at the Congress and so on and so forth." So we have to understand that and take everything into consideration. Listen, I'm sorry if you have to sacrifice a night of watching your TV
yeah.
program and going to the big game and maybe, you know, start
oh,
a rally, do something
time
about
to turn it.
Turn
it off now.
Yeah, seriously. Sorry if you have to make those few little sacrifices or maybe away from your family for a few days for the cause of liberty. Just think about John Adams. And also, too, I'm reminded of HBO's Band of Brothers. He said, "Anyone in America that wakes up and complains about having to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning needs to think about what those soldiers endured on D-Day so we could have our freedom."
Give that quote by that Vietnam veteran who was actually in jail for
right.
6
Prisoner
years
War.
As a POW.
He said that freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know.
Just think about that. Yeah. And also think in the present, friends, there's many of our daughters and our sons out there that are fighting the battles of this administration right now, legal or constitutional or unconstitutional, whatever the case is, they're still our sons and our daughters, and we need to stand behind them and understand that someone is fighting, bleeding, and in many cases dying right now to preserve what we claim to preserve, and that is our freedom.
That's right. So we've got a lot to be grateful and thankful for.
Amen. Folks, now what we're going to do is right before we take a break here, I again wanted to lead you over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, because we got some good stuff up on the website right now. Interestingly enough, I think I just shared this with you. The drummer for AC/DC, I mean, the guy's skin looks like it's fallen off his body. They found crystal methane. They also found dope, which obviously he's a dope, right? You're not smoking the dope is smoking you.
Right.
But interestingly, they raided his house, and they raided his house for the very purpose that this guy was putting death threats out on people's lives, the drummer for AC/DC. We're going to have an article up on sonsoflibertymedia.com probably before the end of the radio show here. But interestingly enough, people are sitting back saying, whoa, dude, that's pretty extreme. Wait a second. Everybody knows AC/DC is one of the most satanic bands out there.
Yeah, what do you expect? To come from him?
They serve the father of lies. They serve Satan. They promote Satanism. John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And then when his little minions act out thievery, stealing, and killing, they stand back and try to figure out where it's at. Well, you know what? In the satanic realm, friends, as well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? And here again, we have it. So we're going to have that article up soon enough here. And as well, friends,
yeah,
we can
for all you AC/DC fans out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Far be it from you,
That's right, friends.
I mean, my gosh. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back after this break. We're going to hand it over to Stephanie Joy. And by the way, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, isn't it?
I agree, 100%.
Yeah. But that's not us.
No.
1-866-233-0747 coming up on the last segment. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott with the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, we just wanted to tell you thank you for checking us out on a daily basis, making us the number one show on Saturdays, as well as the number two and three. We're not doing too bad for a bunch of young punks here.
I noticed that you always call us punks.
Well, what am I supposed to call us?
I don't know
a
that
bunch
I would...
of, what are we, grandpa and grandmas here?
Well, we're a bunch of young people.
We're young parents.
There you go. Young okay. people. Punks, I mean, like, I'd say, hey, my name is Stephanie, and
well,
I'm
okay,
a
you
punk.
Can call me a punk. Does that make you feel better?
No. A young okay. people, that makes
I,
you feel
I don't
better.
Take that the wrong way. I guess after doing all those high schools, I'm still talking the youth vernacular.
That's right.
So, anyways.
Well,
go for it, Steph.
All right. Well, I'm going to just say this. This is kind of wrap up what we've been talking about is, listen, We have a job to do. Many people have fought, bled, and died and sacrificed not only their lives, but their times with their families. When they join together to establish our nation, what do they say? We pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our most sacred honor. We as Americans, their posterity, can only do the same thing, and out of sheer gratitude for what these men have done, ultimately what Christ has done, God has surely shed his grace upon America. And if we love the Lord and we love our country, we are going to live for the Lord and live for our country. And so I'd like to say for those of you, because we've got lots of new affiliates coming up here, new listeners, for those of you maybe turning into the Sons of Liberty for the first time, first of all, we appreciate your support. We love that you're listening. Lots of people who listen for the first time say, where have you guys been? And wow, this is so refreshing for me. And it's like the lights have turned on. And we say thank you. We know because the truth of God's word, it's the Holy Spirit that opens up your eyes to see.
Well, the commandment is the lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life.
That's right. And let
Grand
me
analogy.
That's right. And let me direct your attention to sonsoflibertyradio.com to find out more about who we are and what we do. You can also make a secure donation there if you'd like to, or become a son or daughter of Liberty. And when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, what that means is every month you give what you can, and that helps to support what we're doing on a daily basis to go seek and save that which is lost, which is our heart's goal and our heart's aim. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to find true media sources. I'm sick and tired of the lies in the media. I'm sick and tired of the compromise, but I don't want all the doom and gloom. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and that will give you the truth of what's going on in your country today. Without all the hopelessness, we give you the hope, and of course, the hope is found in Christ. So please do support what we do, because we know that without people like you, we cannot continue to do what we do. Now, as Bradley mentioned, today is Friday. And, of course, on Fridays, we want to do a little something fun because we know that we're going towards the weekend. So I'm just going to give you some fun facts to kind of wrap up the show here, to kind of wrap your brain around on the weekend. Now, first, did you know that 1 out of 8 Americans have been employed by a McDonald's at some point?
Really?
Yeah, 1 out of 8 Americans. So that means you're going to meet 8 people, and 1 out of those 8, chances are, have worked at McDonald's at some point in time in their life.
Huh.
Now, did
they know what they were serving, though?
Oh, no. I think that was before, like, you know,
Super Size Me,
those documentaries that showed that fries, like, survive for 10 years.
We just watched how they made certain foods the other day, and it was
nasty.
The word grotesque comes to mind.
Grotesque would be the appropriate way to describe that, yes. Now, did you know that Apple has more money than the U.S. Treasury? Boy, oh boy, for all you people who have those Apple computers out there and just think of how much money. But you know what? You got to keep in mind, too. What is it to a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? So keep those things in perspective. Now, for all you Montanans out there.
Montanans.
That's right. People who are from Montanans, thank you. Did you know that cows outnumber people 3 to 1 in Montana?
Oh, I believe that. I see them all the time when I'm grocery shopping.
That's right.
Oh, you mean you're talking about literal cows?
Literal cows.
I see a lot of people. I mean, we're like one of the most overweight countries in the world.
I'm going to get to
that. Yeah, that's called obesity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And we're the temple
of
the Holy...
But they're sick and they can't help themselves. That's another show.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, seriously. But so in Montana, cows outnumber people 3 to 1. Now, did you know that Americans consume the same amount... One American consumes the same amount of resources as 32 Kenyans? So when you look and think, you know, have you ever, imagine this, imagine if you woke up tomorrow morning and you went to the fridge and there was nothing there, or you turned on your water faucet, there was nothing there.
I don't know.
Imagine if you didn't have a bed to sleep and if you didn't have clothes to put on.
Well, you know what it's like when the electricity goes down for a half hour, it's almost like your left leg has been taken away from
you. Yeah, I remember one time our heat went out, we had to go downstairs and turn on the fireplace and all huddle up around that to sleep for one night.
But it gives us a perfect excuse to cuddle and make cookie dough.
That's right, to snuggle.
Yes.
But you have to understand all these things that we take for granted. You know, when we go grocery shopping, true story, what we'll do is we'll always thank the Lord for the groceries that we have and that our cupboards are full. Because there are a lot of people that are, you know, hungry across the world and who don't have things like we have today. We need to take not for granted the fact that we've got water to drink, air to breathe, homes to live in, food to eat,
the
clothes to put
God.
On. The goodness
bless
of God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, Amen. And all that's within me. We forget not all of your benefits.
That's
we feel
right.
of all of thy diseases. Amen.
Amen. Now, going back to this is something new because we're hitting a plethora of different topics on this one. Did you know the first person to own a slave in America was a black man? Now, in that...
Also keep in mind it was the black folks that were selling the black folks to the English.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yes. Remember that documentary, America, Remember the World Without Her, goes into extensive detail on that.
Where Mr. D'Souza actually stole my idea, and I do Dinesh. Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Dinesh.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now,
what would it be like without Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams? Boy, where'd you get that from, brother?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's a terrible place to be in your brains.
Well, it's true. But now, we've seen this happen a couple times. That's it's right. Like, you know, I understand the gift of prophecy, but the bottom line is, dude, you stole that from one of my columns that's out there. But anyways.
Well, it was such a good
point. That's how it comes.
Yeah, it was a good point because the very beginning of that documentary, I remember when that you know he saw and you see George Washington, then you see George Washington being shot and killed. And the first reaction that you have is, that never happened. Yeah. But then it strikes you, it's, oh, what if that did happen? Good point. So we need to understand those things.
Yeah, that Christmas movie that we watch all the time, What Would It Be Like Without Mr. Bailey?
Oh, yeah, It's a Wonderful Life.
Exactly.
That's right. People think, oh, my life has no difference. I've never made a difference. I have no significance. Oh, my goodness. Now, just imagine, just like It's a Wonderful Life, if you had never existed, all the people that would never have been touched by your life.
Totally.
Hopefully you're...
Good or bad, make sure it's good.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, though most Americans speak English, we have no official national language. I think that's sad. You know, I was just talking to someone who was over at our home, and he was saying, basically, you know, it's a sad day when you pick up the phone and you call someone, and they say, well, for English, press blow, you know, so-and-so. For, you know, Spanish, press number one or press number two. Listen, it should be English. We speak what in America?
That's right.
And if you're going to come to America, America obviously opens up the doors to those lawful immigrants that want to come, because we're all immigrants, right?
We're all dogs.
But if you're going to come here, you're going to adhere to our laws, to the Constitution of the United States, and you're going to speak English. I think that's a common courtesy.
Yeah, and I'm sure that that's the bar that they probably want to attain to, but the level of expectation is always met when it's raised, not lowered.
That's exactly right. Now, speaking of obesity, as you mentioned earlier, did you know that one out of every three Americans is obese?
Yeah, I believe you.
It's so true. I mean,
you know what's sick about it? You're in an airplane, and you have... some of these folks complaining about how thin the aisles are. It's like, why don't you close your mouth for about 3 years so you can fit down the aisle, right? No, seriously, it aggravates me to no end. Or you see him being pushed along in a cart.
No.
And isn't it interesting as well that poor people, why is it that they're fat?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because they ain't fat. I'm sorry, because they ain't po. And guess who's paying for the po people to get fat?
The taxpayers.
You
know, that's such a good point, because you know you go to a grocery store and you see these larger people sitting in these little carts that carry them everywhere. Yeah. If we really love them, wouldn't we love them enough to say, listen, we're putting the carts away, you're going to walk around that store, because you know what, after you walk around the store and you lose some weight, you are going to feel better about yourself, your health's going to be better. Isn't that true, love?
Too many stories of overcomers not to, you know, excuse yourself from actually what you should be doing. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to say the name of the store, but there's a sandwich shop that actually used a model who lost hundreds of pounds eating the right foods.
That's right.
So we can all do this, and everybody's got obstacles in their lives, friends. God allows those obstacles to be put in front of us to overcome them, not to walk around them.
That's right.
I just wanted to make sure. And these are also the people, when you go to Dairy Queen, they order 3 cheeseburgers, 4 chocolate malts, and then they have the audacity to order 3 more orders of French fries, a bag of onion rings, and then you know what they do? They actually order a small Diet Coke.
Yeah, like that's going to help.
They have to justify themselves.
So bad. All right. Going on here. Basically, you are what you eat. It's true.
Maybe the Diet Coke. I don't know. Maybe it's just the Diet Pepsi or the Diet whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just working against all the calories or something.
I don't know. Something
but that's what's in their brains.
Right.
Yeah.
Make them feel better. I know I've got 3 cheeseburgers here and 5 fries, but I do have a Diet Coke.
Don't forget the onion rings.
Oh, and the onion rings.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Now, did you know that medical errors are the 6th leading cause of death in the United States?
Yep.
It's interesting to note that when you say, wow, you know, why do doctors call what they do practice?
Yeah.
You know, they're practicing on people, so you need to make sure
And they get paid for it.
Exactly.
But they got to beware in, you know, actually living out their profession during their practice as well, because they can get in, well, they can be held accountable too. So,
right, and get in trouble for their malpractice.
But it is interesting. That's right.
Isn't
that interesting? Practice.
It is. You have that on your
if you go into an airport, it's called a terminal. Like chili, it's served hot, not cold.
See?
I mean, you ever think about that kind
of
stuff?
You're full of great ideas.
Well, no, I mean, really, come on. You know what I mean? Apartments?
It baffles your mind.
Apartments are, they're all stuck together, not apart. You get the point. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sons of liberty media.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.